It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information and views on technology, money and how they affect you.
The government of Barbados has been responding to a rising cost of living that is also affecting citizens globally. Barbadians have been told to expect an ease in their grocery and electricity bills over the next 6 months. The private sector has promised to lower their prices on 44 basic food and other items. The value-added tax on residential electricity bills for the first 250 kilowatt-hours are to be slashed by more than 100%, and the zero VAT rate on a list of essential items is being expanded over the coming 6 months. The cost of living has also been rising in key markets for this small open economy, including the United States, where it has jumped to a 41-year high of 9.1%, a figure the Americans share with Britain. Across Europe, unless you care to live in Switzerland, it's mostly double-digit inflation. With their hands pretty much tied in terms of options, the Federal Reserve in the United States, the equivalent of the Central Bank of Barbados, is anticipated to impose a further tightening of the economy in an attempt to put a bridle on the cost of living monster. This means less money for ordinary citizens to invest in an Amazon, Google, or Tesla stock. These severe economic difficulties in foreign markets have likewise brought negative implications for the cryptocurrency market and ordinary investors as prices of Bitcoin continue to drop over the months of 2022. Lending firms such as Celsius, Voyager, and BlockFi have either been forced to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy or seek financial backing to try and stay afloat. The stock markets globally have also had their difficulties with drops in prices. For investors like the legendary Warren Buffett, these are times when millions are made. When prices are low, these are the best times to buy low and wait for a turnaround in fortunes when the real money is made. Traders and investors in cryptocurrency also see downturns as opportunities to buy low and wait for an eventual rise in prices, and to earn passive income from staking. This is a practice of buying cryptocurrency and earning high interest rates like 8%+, 20%+ from reputable exchanges such as Binance. The relief, once realized with lower prices for the Barbadian family facing tough times of reduced or stagnant incomes and mouths to feed, could not come sooner. As the temperatures continue to fall for the crypto winter, as the season is described, there was hopium for Bitcoin last week, with a return to some strong green candles as the price rose from below $20,000 US to just over $21,000. And the key question for the minds of crypto investors is, what price will be the bottom before the next bull market? $18,000, $12,000, or lower. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business interesting and educational, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.